Just been listening to Dean Reed. Dean Reed's latest Boo. And Dean was saying quite a lot on how social networking was taking up far too much of its time. And that, and I'm condensing this greatly, that he felt he wasn't really getting on with real life. And, you know, he's perfectly correct, because social networking can get a real grip of you. Listen to Dean's description of how he went through his days when he was really into social networking was like as if he was describing me and probably millions of other people, constantly checking the phone for later Twitter updates, see if someone wants to communicate with you on Twitter or Facebook or all these other things. And he did mention Audioboo. And I was exactly the same when I first got into Twitter. It was just, I was almost sitting by my desktop or my phone and looking out for the latest little bit of snippet that I might be interested in, or someone might be interested in me and or what I've said. And I wasn't never a great on Facebook at all, so that didn't bother me. But certainly Twitter did, and of course I got into the old Instagram one as well, which Dean mentioned, and a few others, to be honest. And it's, I won't use the word sad, but it's a little bit crazy when, whenever you have a free few seconds that you think immediately to go to your phone, get out your pocket and see if there's anything there for you. Has the mailman arrived and brought a nice wee message for you? So it's exactly as if Dean was describing me for a while, for a long while. And like Dean, I've backed away completely from all of that stuff. Yes, I've become involved in Google Plus. Google Plus, to me, since I started it, has not had this anywhere near the same effect. I think it's a great platform, but it's not a platform that I sit and wait or walk and expect constant feedback, constant messages. Which brings us back to Audioboo. And Dean says that he will use Downcast to bring down all the latest Audioboos, and he can listen to them at work or while he's walking, and it doesn't detract really from his real life. And that's exactly how I feel about Audioboo. I suppose it is a bit of a daily ritual. Fire the phone up in the morning, immediately go to Downcast and just hit refresh and walk away. I know it'll do it for me. I don't need to stand there waiting, and I do not check Twitter out immediately. So, as far as Audioboo is concerned, this automated service that we have between Audioboo and Downcast is a great means of capturing all the moments in, from people's lives. And then I can just simply plug my earbuds in, and I can go in the garden. I can, like this morning in the sunshine, with the blackbird agitated, I could be listening to Audioboo while still pruning or just meandering through the undergrowth. Or anything that I do in life, within reason, I can have Audioboo with me. And if I feel in the mood and they have a spare little bit of time, I'll return the compliment and do an audiobook myself. Now, when I'm away with my wife or family or obviously things, you can't do that. But that's not to detract from using audiobook in what we call a normal daily activity of life. It doesn't stop you in any way from carrying out all your duties, your tasks, your enjoyments, even hobbies. I can go out on my bike and have audiobook away. I'm still enjoying the run, I'm still smelling the air, I'm still seeing the sights and meeting people. And I can still listen to audiobook. You can't do that with Twitter or Facebook or any of the other social media networks. To my knowledge. I know, maybe someone will know better. So I think Dean said it quite succinctly that getting back to real life and not being addicted to all the Twitters and Facebooks, and exactly what's happened to me, I've come away from it all. I usually do one tweet in the morning and I think that's it, unless I get a message from a couple of my good friends. But apart from that, no. Audioboo is a platform, it's a media that can, in my mind, and obviously in Dean's and probably in many, many others, can be, you can be a part of that without detracting from your normal working life, as it were, or your normal daily life. Back to real life is what it's all about. We should all attend to our real lives and not be stitching ourselves up to phones and computers and iPads. Yes, I put my hand up, I was guilty for a while, but like Dean, I got back to real life and I'm enjoying it even better. And I'm enjoying it even better because I have audiobook to take with me.